Billy and Joey, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by an actual Geelong forward superstar.
Good one. Our next guest was last year's Coleman medalist.
Hawkins has got six! And this is probably the most dominant performance we've seen by a forward all season.
And this year, he'll have another superstar forward with him.
Yes. Oh, the big Hawk, and he's going to play with Jeremy Cameron this year. Oh, I love it!
Frankly, we haven't been able to stop Billy pole vaulting around Geelong since November.
Hey, Hawk, you're looking magnificent as usual.
Please welcome Tom Hawkins.
Oh, yes, a very, very, very good-looking man. 277 games for the Cats, 603 goals. Not bad. A couple of premierships there, best and fairest, three All-Australians, and won the Coleman last year. Tom Hawkins, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me, mate.
How are you? And Joey, say g'day to Joey.
Hey, Joey.
G'day, Tommy.
Yes, how are you, mate? Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good.
What have you been doing? How's the farm out there at Ceres, mate? Should see he's got a magnificent farm, and what he just does what the farmer next door does. So if he moves the cows to the front, Hawk does that too. He
copies the next door neighbor.
Puts on his RM Williams, right? Thinks he's a farmer.
very good, Bill. Actually, I'm looking out the window now. The bloke next door is actually on the move, so we'll have to make this short because I'll have to get out and move mine. But everything is well. This time of year, early March, is when things start to look a bit dry, but hopefully we can get a bit of an autumn break sometime in late April, early May. It'd be nice, and things start to green up a bit again.
Well, when I was on the farm back at Trildery, I think we were weaning calves about now. Are you doing that?
Yeah, we are, Bill. How did you know? We're weaning calves. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a noisy job for about a week.
Yeah.
They make a fair bit of noise in the yard, so... Emma didn't get much sleep, my wife, the first night. She said she woke up at 3 a.m. and didn't get back to sleep. And I'm sure the neighbours haven't had a hell of a lot of sleep, but I'll be dropping something over to them in the next couple of days to thank them for their patience. But as you know, Bill, it's very much a hobby farm here.
Yes.
I've got my cousin Willie, who is a farmer down from Finlay, at the moment, so he's just called in and ran his eyes over my operation and thinks it's heading in the right direction with a bit of work, but it's all going well, mate.
Good.
Do you have time then for a bit of footy, Tommy? If you're so busy on the farm, how's the footy shaping up for the season? You must be excited to look to go one better than last season.
Yeah, can't wait, Joe. It's been a bit of a different preparation with the later completion date of the season last year. So we didn't get back until early Jan, which has been really, really unique in the fact that we've only had, 8 weeks of pre-season training, which actually hasn't been too bad. I mean, it's even right across the competition for those sides that played finals. But look, we feel like we're in really good physical shape. It probably hasn't given us a hell of a lot of time to get used to some new personnel. It's been pretty well documented with Isaac, Sean, and obviously Jeremy joining the club. So
well, I haven't heard about that. Well, you got Jeremy Cameron in your side, do you?
Yeah, Jeremy's joined us. So
how's that going?
Made his way down.
How's that going, Tom? Do you sit down with him and have a coffee, or you just work it out on the ground? How's it all going
Who's
going
to be Batman and Robin?
Yeah, who's Batman?
I'm not really sure. I think Jeremy had a bit of a interrupted preseason, so he's missed probably 3 weeks of training with a slight hamstring complaint. So that sort of set him back a little bit. But to be honest, it's kind of happened pretty organically. Like we haven't tried to push things as a forward group and particularly as a full team, we try and let things just, as I mentioned, organically happen from training and then playing on the weekend. Yep. So we got to play a half together Friday against Collingwood. And Jeremy, he kicked the first goal, obviously, Jezza. I actually got in his way, believe it or not, and I was trying to block for him and got in his way. It just goes to show the caliber of player he was. He still managed to get to the ball, which I certainly wouldn't have been able to do. But it's going to be exciting.
Oh,
looking forward to playing with him. And And I think we saw a bit from a couple of our younger guys as well, not just to, you know, I'm sure Jeremy feels the same as well. He's going to play his role and be a very important player for us. But we've got some other exciting players that have come through as well. So,
you know, in the locker room, Joey, players get Adidas and Nike and they get a lot of shoes and boots.
Footy boots and runners.
Guess what gets delivered to number 26, the locker?
I don't know. Footy boots or runners, I presume?
Rod and gun deliveries.
Oh, the big rod and guns.
Rod and gun, mate. Like, there's all this clothing and shirts and Sloppy Joes and all that. He gets all this. No Adidas or Nikes, but all, you know why? Because then he can get dressed. And his nickname is Portsy because he likes to just look like he lives in Portsy down the main drag. So he does himself up there and sometimes looks like a flog.
I thought with COVID restrictions, Bill, which we use that as an excuse, we didn't have you hanging around our locker room.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, Bill. You've been
somehow
around
found
again.
Your way in, mate.
But, I got one more for you, Hawk.
Go on. Yep.
So, in the hub.
Yeah.
Is it true every night you ate a packet of Tim Tams?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I'd mix it up. I'd go the double chocs and then the caramels and then and then the originals. I was sort of a three-way rotation. So
good boy.
I did, yeah. And I wasn't alone either, just quietly. No. I wasn't alone.
Right. Hey, the power call. Hang on, we'll do it again. Hey, the Power Core Country Festival. It's happened for a while now between Geelong and Essendon. I think back to 2016, Hawk. But you're a great ambassador because you're a country boy and you understand and recognise the what rural and regional Victoria, how big of a role it has in the community.
Yeah, you're spot on, Bill. It's it has been happening since the game, since 2016, and I've been a part of that, as you have as well with your upbringing, and you too can probably reflect from your childhood on the importance and you know, especially with what's happened in the last 12 months with everyone being even more isolated with restrictions of staying at home and social distancing. I'm sure just as we are in metropolitan areas of Victoria, excited to get football back, the country and rural regional areas probably looking forward to that even more so, because you'd remember from your experience of growing up, the football clubs in Finlay and Geraldry would have been
football, netball. Don't forget the netball, Thomas.
Sorry, would be sort of a social hub and social gathering for a lot. That, you know, that was the highlight of their week. So. It's good to be involved in again. We obviously play Essendon this Saturday night down in Geelong. We've got them for the first time in a long time, maybe back to your era, Bill. Yes. They're coming down in the home and away season. So it's a bit of a taste test for that. So I'm looking forward to the game, but also being involved and helping celebrate the Power Core Country Festival again.
Saturday night, Geelong take on Essendon at GMHBA Stadium now, thanks to Power Core. Hey, good on you, Hawk. We could talk all day, but get out there and just have a look at some of those Frisians out there. Thank you very much.
They're not Frisians, they're Angus. But thanks, Bill. Thanks, Joey. Have a good day.
See you, mate.